Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. First responders in Scott County won't have to risk their lives speeding to calls that aren't life or death emergencies. From now on, the Scott Emergency Communications Center will use a different protocol for when to use lights and sirens. The goal is to prevent crashes involving emergency vehicles. Executive Director of the Center, Denise Pavlik, says in the past, first responders used lights and sirens for every medical call for help. But now, based on a patient's condition, a medic EMS dispatcher decides whether lights and sirens are necessary. Pavlik says in some cases, responders will not risk their lives to get to the scene.
They can follow the normal traffic patterns. Nothing significant is going to happen if they have to wait a few additional minutes for them to get there safely, driving in the normal traffic pattern following all the lights. So then they would get there and then they would take them and they would go to the hospital following all the normal traffic patterns as well. It's a much safer response for everybody.
Every year, the Scott Emergency Communications Center receives about 25,000 calls for medical help. 30% get canceled, up to 40% are high priority or truly emergencies, and the rest involve non-life-threatening injuries or conditions. The Moline Parks and Recreation Department says that the new bridge to Sylvan Island should open, quote, any day now, even though the city has yet to set a definitive date. Pedestrian access to the island ended 4 years ago when the city closed the old pedestrian bridge because of structural issues. The new bridge is mostly completed, but crews are still working on installing handrails. Sylvan Island has remained open to the public even without a bridge, but the only way to get there has been by taking a boat. The Quad City Symphony Orchestra has hired a new executive director. Yesterday, the Board of Trustees announced Brian Baxter will start his new job in February. Currently, Baxter is the chief operating officer for the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. The co-chairs of the orchestra's search committee say Baxter has a collaborative style and extensive experience managing community engagement programs. A state senator is calling for an audit of the state-run veterans home in western Illinois that's been the subject of a WBEZ radio investigation. Over the last 3 years, dozens of residents said the veterans home in Quincy have gotten sick. 13 deaths have been connected to Legionnaires' disease, which lives in the water. The chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, West Suburban Democrat Tom Cullerton, accuses Governor Bruce Rauner's administration of mismanaging the situation.
The state of Illinois owes these families an apology. Beyond some form of compensation, they owe these families an incredible apology.
In a statement following WBEZ's story, Governor Rauner said the state is following recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says the water at the veterans' home is routinely tested. And voters in Cook County will get the chance to vote on a non-binding referendum in the March primary on whether recreational marijuana should be legalized. County commissioners voted unanimously yesterday to put the advisory referendum on the ballot. These questions are used to gauge support of an issue and could help state lawmakers determine whether to pursue the issue with legislation in Springfield. Supporters say legalizing and taxing marijuana for adults could boost revenue for state and local governments as it has elsewhere. Opponents have raised questions about social cost and subverting federal laws. I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News.